Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yo, what's banging, man? It's your boy Nutso. Mr. Get With It and Get Your Face Knitted. Reppin' that Q Borough, nigga. Flushing Queens, man. I'm out here with my motherfucking family. You already know what it is when you hear that. Who ain't? Yeah, nigga. Screwball Radio with Black Poet and King Eric. Common, what up? This is what we do, man. Nutso, Queen, was brangin', nigga.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's your boy Life Liggy Long, live from the pandemic. Yeah, yeah, so keeping the vibes right. You know what I'm saying? We got Screwball Radio with your man King Eric, Black Poet. Shout out my man Common. You know how we do. You know what I mean? Screwball Radio. Get in tune, baby. We out here. Let's go.
Screwball. Screwball.
Yeah, what up, man? It's your boy Common, man, Screwball Capo, and I'm here on Screwball Radio with my brother Black Poet and King Eric.
You know what it is? Escape the drippiest of Screwball. I'm here with the wildest and the grimiest, King Eric and Black Poet at Screwball Radio. Oh yeah, shout out my big bros for life, Ty Nitty, Kyron, Common, Bron Chef, rest easy, KL Hostel.
Who is?
What's hood good with y'all? This your big homie, Prodigy Hood from the South Central Cartel. I'm tapping in with the homies, Black Poet and Eric Mossberg at Screwball Radio. Bang that.
What's up? This is Prince Pavel Rule, a.k.a. Marcano from The Leftovers, and you're listening to Screwball Radio with my man Black Poet and King Eric. Who has? Yeah.
What it is, y'all. This your player partner, the legendary Cocaine. And look, I want to give big ups to my East Coast family. Shout out to Screwball Radio, you dig? Man, big ups to Common, Black, Poet, and my nephew, Eric Mossberg. That's what it is, Screwball Radio, Buddy Boy, the legendary Cocaine. We on that Monkey Wedding Funky campaign, you heard? Man, keep it wiggling.
Screwball.
Wuhan, Wuhan, Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. Black Poet on the check-in. Got my nigga Vomit on the fucking sports. Got my nigga E-Mass on the fucking current events. What's the deal, y'all? Straight from the Matrix. The funny shit.
Yeah.
I'm just watching the new Matrix. That shit is crazy.
Damn, I caught the Spider-Man first, man.
Oh, yeah, I just caught that shit the other day, too. That shit's crazy, too. I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to fuck somebody fucking day up. But
yeah, I ain't see that shit yet.
What's good, my nigga?
Yeah. We
Riding Direct, episode 60.
Motherfucking right.
Rough week, man. Super rough week. A lot of shit done went on. You know, first and foremost, you know, rest in peace to Kango Kid, UTFO.
Oh, man. You know. Losing him, man. Rest in peace, Kango Kid.
Rest in peace to Basis from The Roots, too. Passed away this week, too.
When it comes to lines and classic lines, can't deny Kango Kid had one of the illest lines in history, man. Everybody knows his rhymes, man.
He definitely
Roxanne. That shit was dope, man.
Definitely was dope. Definitely gave put Kango on the map, even though people was wearing Kango, but he probably made it more popular just by having his name.
The Kango Kid, man. I think he was one of the coolest ones. Yo, where this boy out of UTFO, the Kango Kid, I like the most. I like the educated rapper in D. I never said I liked him too, but the Kango Kid was my nigga. I like that nigga the most.
Yeah.
I always wanted more songs from them guys, bro. I always wanted more songs from UTFO.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, they sure did have the talent. They sure had the talent to take it at least into the 90s too. If they had the right production backing them, but they always had the bars and the style. It's just a matter of, probably just understand they time is written in stone. So they just wanted to fall back, but their legacy is always upheld within this culture and definitely on this show here.
Oh, for sure. For sure. What's going on in the motherfucking current events out there, E?
Man, I'm telling you, man, I just talked to my homeboy from San Francisco. He's saying that they're going to restart cracking on crime again because, the crime wave is getting crazy out there.
Oh, man. Speaking of crime wave, nigga, we got somebody from Queensbridge. Congratulations, man. It's first. I think we got the fucking commissioner of the police, man. It's a black woman from Queensbridge.
Yeah,
can't remember her name right now.
Keisha Swulit. Keisha Swulit? Is she a Swulit from Queensbridge? You know what's crazy is that the old chief that was there that we was talking about, he's actually going to become Suffolk County's next DA. Top cop or something like that.
Oh, say what?
But the guy that, yeah. Remember you were saying that there was somebody under her, but she actually filled his position, and he's coming out to Long Island for the Suffolk County.
Oh, it's gonna be crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, what you say, E?
Yeah, I was reading here. It says here that the San Francisco mayor declared state of emergency to fight city's nasty streets. Basically, the crime wave has gotten out of control, so they declared the city's a state of emergency.
Come on, man. San Francisco been in the state of emergency, man. You see fucking Skid Row? What the fuck is wrong with them out there, yo? They got a real homeless problem.
They basically want the police to, because they was heavily protesting to defund the police. Now they want to bring the police back in.
When it's beneficial for them, at one time they don't want them, now they want them because things are getting crazy. That shit sound like RoboCop movie out there. I'll buy that for a dollar.
Fucking niggas suck, and the Knicks suck right now. Jets is out of it. Giants, all New York teams doodle.
Nah, I don't think the New York.
This is a bad time to be a New York Knicks. It's a bad time to be a sports fan from New York.
Now, the only thing that New York did was win the soccer championship. New York.
New York get the Meatball of the Year award. Them motherfuckers suck. We suck in everything.
The Knicks got a 13-16 record. They probably could turn it around after Christmas.
Fuck the Nets.
The who? The Nets.
The Nets. Or the Nets.
The Nets. The Nets is beast mode right now.
Yeah, they get Kyrie Irving back, too, even though they just went into the COVID protocol, but they get Kyrie Irving back.
I mean, what the fuck? How does that go? Did he get the test yet?
Yeah,
he's playing road
something.
Games.
Yeah, either way.
Where the fuck you been?
Either way, whether he's home, he's just been not around, He ain't take the shot or, standing by whatever he's saying. And
so what the fuck has changed?
Who knows? He probably got the shot. You don't know.
Hell no, he ain't get the shot. You know he's going to stand there. He's a nutcase.
They saying here that he's only going to be playing road games because some states don't have that protocol like New York City.
Yeah, well, he ain't been playing road games. I guess because they got fucking some injuries, huh?
It probably depends where they play.
That's
at.
What it is. You know?
It probably depends where they play at, but
yeah, he's gonna be a part time player.
Back. But you know what's crazy is that you know, whatever's going on is it's starting to spike again. So, you know, you see it, there's like 100 players in the NBA that got, or NFL, I think both together, mad people who got COVID that are players.
Yeah,
you know
man,
I mean?
This is crazy. I don't understand this shit, man. It's like, yo, get the fucking shot. Next thing you know, you need another shot. Next thing you know, here goes another fucking shot. Next thing you know, oh, it's a new variant, the Omicron. What the fuck?
Well, yeah, that's
this
what
thing, it, it's just a fucking wear a mask, man. For crying out
loud. I was
out.
Telling you when that Delta came out, and I was telling you, you know, the whatever they taking, whatever shot they taking, it's for the original, the original virus. And now you got all these different variants that the vaccine might not be like, might not know what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Hell yeah, yeah. That shit is crazy.
Because, you know, they were just going to open up Broadway again. Now they shutting down Broadway. You know, ain't going to be no plays, no shows, no nothing. Meanwhile, they was just getting ready to open up again.
Niggas
you know?
Just happy, man. Thanksgiving, man. Talking about everything's back. Celebrating. Parade.
Oh, nobody said that. Just those the people that want to act like that. Like the people is buffoons out there. People is retarded out there to think that something like that is just going to be disappeared.
Shit.
This ain't
going to
disappear.
They can still
party
like
man. UK spiking. It's like, I don't know what's wrong with motherfuckers, man, but
the only difference,
shit is not
the
over.
The only difference is that the new whatever it is, it don't hang around as long. It don't hit you like really bad. Like, it might come in, but it leaves sooner than the other one. Like the first one, that shit would linger for like a long time. But they say the new one just comes in. And it could be out that the one that you got to watch for is the Delta variant. But the funny shit, how are we supposed to watch what the fuck is out there? Like, we don't know that this guy's going to have the Delta, or this guy's going to have the original, or this guy's going to have the Decepticon. Like, I don't know what, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know what. Yeah, like, oh, protect yourself. You don't know what's out there. And, like, you don't know which variant that's floating around. And you see, if you've been paying attention, they starting to crack down, right? So I saw this post that a bunch of people was at Applebee's and they refused to wear their mask and refused to show proof of vaccination, and they were all arrested.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're going to go to people's establishments, you got to follow their rules, only. Like,
yeah,
post
of course.
Your ass, you know, or get arrested, like, you know.
Yeah, like, you know, this restaurant over here, you know, the people was like, you know, the people that work there telling the people, yo, you got to put your mask on. And then the other people are yelling, oh, you must be a Democrat, or you must be this, or you must be that. Like, this has nothing to do with what you're, you know, what you voted for. They're like, oh, who you voted for? What does it matter? If Trump was still in office, we would still be dealing with another variant. It doesn't matter who's in office. It doesn't matter who you voted for. You know what I mean?
That's funny shit, yo.
It was Trump that was in office when this shit hit. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make a difference who's sitting at the table. It doesn't matter.
That is some funny shit.
Say, oh, you must be Democrat.
I'm like, the least they can do is, you know, if you don't believe in that, it's like, at least you can do is be respectful and wear the mask. Respect your fellow man and respect your fellow woman.
I mean,
yeah, you know, some people have that mindset.
Yeah, there's always going to be one person that's going to challenge what you're saying. Like, listen, like, people are dropping dead from this shit, but you want to challenge me with if I'm Democrat or Republican to wear a mask. Like, it don't matter. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Nah, they got their choice. You know, they got the right to not wear a mask. what I'm saying?
Yeah, but that's outside the store. That's outside the store you have that right. But when you come inside a store or anybody else's business, you have to follow the rules of the business. And if the governor say all places have to have a mandate to mask, how do you feel that you're an exception to what it's saying? Like, business trying to stop the spread.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, motherfuckers don't look at it like that. Motherfuckers look at it like, yo, I don't want to do this. I don't like that. And
yeah, it's a me, wham, wham, wham. You know? That's all it is.
Yeah,
me, wham, wham, wham.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. Nobody wants to be told what to do. But it's deeper than that, Joe.
But when you think about it.
Hey, guys. Hey, check this out, y'all. We got a caller on the line.
Okay, what we got there, man?
For the 919, you on?
Hey, what's going on? What's going on with Psycho Swagger from 919, Bull City? What's happening?
Good, man. Represent Durham.
Football radio, man. You live football radio, my nigga. What's on your mind tonight?
No, man, just wanted to call and just be like, you know, just see what's going on with y'all, see how everything's going on, see what's going on.
Everything's everything, homie. What you got in your cup tonight, man?
Man, just trying to, you know, just trying to pursue the dream, pushing through to make the goals, you know, just trying to make the dream come true, you know.
Ain't no trying, and, nigga. Ain't no trying. You got to do it. You got to get busy.
Oh, yeah.
You
know? Every day
what
that you get,
you
every
do?
Day
you,
oh, I'm an artist, hip-hop artist.
Yeah, what do? You spit, you make beats, what you do?
I rap, mm-hmm.
All right. Well, spit something real quick with me, what you working with, Don?
All right. But you want to hear something that I've done, or?
Oh, man, you got like 10 seconds to spit some dope shit real quick. Let's go.
All right. Ain't nobody saying nothing, man. I'm coming through where they heard. I'm coming through they flex of me. I bust the bird. I never know what they said. I'm coming on. Oh, man.
yeah. Don't stop. Go ahead.
All right. I ain't got no beat.
That's all right, yo. But I can hear the flow. The flow is there, man.
Yeah.
You got to keep the practice.
Yeah,
up,
you can check me out, man. I got my music's like everywhere, like Amazon, YouTube. Dropped my Heart of a Lion video. It was my first music video I dropped. It's been a journey. So I mean, it's been a lot going on. So it's definitely a lot going on with pushing, trying to
good
make it
to
with
know,
everything.
Man. Good luck, man, with everything, man. And when you get this shit popping, man, make sure you fucking send that shit to us so we can review that shit here and give you some shine.
Most definitely. Most definitely, and I appreciate that.
All right, that's where to go, man. What's your name again? Let the people know who you are.
The Psycho Swag out of Bull City, 919.
That's what it do. We old Screwball Radio live from the Matrix. I check that nigga out when it drop. Yo, E, man, let's hit him with some music, man. Start the Saturday off good.
Oh, yeah, most def, man. We got to hit him with a UTFO joint, leader of the pack, man. We got to pay homage to the Kango Kid, man. That's my word.
Let's go, man. Rest in peace, Kango Kid.
We're all across the metro, I'm in the USA. Everybody with a mouth talking about a big shit. Make a master. DJ Knight. The beaver's sight. The boy is nice. Cause he can cut butter, cut bread, cut girl ain't too. And all your whack teeth keep it up the myth out of you. So cut paper, cut bread, cut down a tree. And make you wicked with things where you might as well be. As a matter of fact, to be exact, this is not fiction, this is all fact. The man in the back is dressed in black. He's all for we call. Big master, another storm, going up strong, all night long, or go on. He's down by law with the force crew, and you can say I'm on it, cause you are too. Some people say that we're the finished people of rhyme, cause we all have an interest that stand behind. Like I'm a soldier of love, can't go, I never run, cause I possess the metal full of battles I want. And I'm such a ice, don't step a nail. You can tell that I'm a doctor by the clothes that I wear. I have the world's most educated rapper, MD, and I cause much damage in the face to be. And that
a matter of fact, to be exact. This is not fiction, this is all fact. The man in the back is dressed in black. He's all for we call. Yes, he's a bum, the average man, and he'll cut up any DJ he can. He started from the bottom and took the right round. Now the standards are right at that without my doubt. The way I'm going now, I think I passed my peak. We can't go kicking E and P. We'll never get weak, or I'm the record every day. And never forgot, sometimes this hip-hop boy, it might have a plot. From my point of view, that's how I feel. And when I say it, you know it's real. Cause I'm the price on your school, to be on the bus. And soon you'll be seeing it, Doc, we trust. Well, I'm not in surgery, I'm not in the book. And I'm in a little weird, but you imagine I look. But I'm looking good, baby, and you better believe that. You when it says can't go, they meant to hack. And when they sit sick, you meant me a score. When they say you see, I'm over it, it's a little score. And the way I perform, I ought to be sued, cause I specialize in being nothing but rude. The leaders of the rock are the ones in command. Come on, understand. Yo, what is yo? What is yo? What is yo? What is beware, the superior positionist man. I'll just discombobulate any rapper I can. My superior vernacular will keep me ahead. Most of you are cogitating what I just said. Intellectual verse like this is so hard to find. The elementary be always a pain. Interesting news to the superior brain. And if I was a Mexican, I'd wear a convertible. If I was a soldier, I'd probably be a hero. But I'm not, I'm Mr. Rat, and I'm down with the mission. Make master, I make master. Did you like that, huh?
Man, man, rest in peace, man. Can't go kid, man. UTFO, hold your head, man. Hip hop, we lost another one. Hey, yo, what up?
Yeah, yeah. Barry, this is...
What's up?
Yeah, to make sure. I was using a different phone to pull my had to take my jack off the phone, so I'm good now. Can y'all hear me?
Oh, I see. It sounds like a delay. Yeah. Oh, I got you. I hear you.
Okay, cool.
One thing I love about old school rap, right, is that it don't be like 2 minutes, man. They give you a full song, like you can get into it. Like nowadays, you get a song like 2 minutes, and it's over before you can get into it.
Yeah, man, shit is like two verses, three verses, the most these days, man. Back in the day, they could get 3-4 minutes of rap.
four verses with two bridges, you know.
Niggas' attention span is like real short these days, so you got to see what you got to say. And get it out the way, because motherfuckers is on to the next thing so fast, yo. And that's the fucked up part, sure. But we here for it, man.
We got a 570 call on the line, too, man.
Oh, yeah, we got special guests on the line, man. Let's go, man. Who we got on the line right there?
Yo, what up? King Magnetic in the building.
What up? We got my nigga King Mag on the motherfucking line. What legendary up? Beast on the mic. What's going on, homie?
On the head, just got done with some enchiladas. Kids chilling, watching something. You know what I mean? Just checking in with y'all.
Yo, my nigga King Mag is Yeah, man. I wanted you to call up because I want you to let the people know how hard it is to do this shit while you do what you do, you know. It's hard to do this hip-hop shit and maintain the family shit. I just want to let you tell the people how you maintain your fucking sanity with the kids and this hip hop shit all in the same bubble?
Oh, no, the sanity's been gone. But I mean, we, you know what I mean? We make it happen. And then we just and day by day, man. And I just find ways to get the time. I'm still getting my 60, 70 hours a week on the music. You know what I mean? I have it set up. I go to the studio like once a week. I do most of my work from home. You know what I mean? And just, you know, keep showing these kids what's up. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, man,
because
I got a lot of people.
You know, in the daycare. In the daycare and the moms, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's hard to do that shit, man, and maintain your level of shit in the game, man. Whereas, bro, I just want to let the people know how hard this shit is, man, because I got a lot of homies, man, going through the same shit. You know what I'm saying? And some know how to deal with it, some don't. So I'm like, yo, King Mac, can explain how to do this shit.
Right. I mean, it's a lot, and I got to keep adjusting, you know what I mean? You know, whatever was working for me 2 years ago, I'm doing something different now. I add the stock market and crypto to the formula, you know what I'm saying? So that way I ain't got to stress about the music as much. And now my catalog's bigger. The publishing checks and all that is bigger. There's more merch for people to buy, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just doing that. I'm doing the interview thing. Stop. Chill out. Stop talking. Man, look, I've been probably yelling all day, bro. So, like, that's why my voice sound like this. You're not gonna talk to me every 2 minutes?
they don't understand that. What you got out there right now, yeah, King Mac? What you pushing right now, man?
Right now we just wrapped up the weekly joint. I still got another joint coming. Me and my man El Conscious got a joint on his new album, so that's about to drop in a few days. And then I've been wrapping up a few projects. I got a few projects, but the first one that's gonna hit is my third official solo album. You know, I got Knife One of Crisis, Cool G Rap on there. My man John Jiggs, and then I got Back in the Trap 2. We're rapping that, and me and my man Tone Spliff, we dropped the album at the end of last year, so we got another one coming next year. Shit, me and you got some John Stewart stuff, you know what I mean? Me and my man Rec Ali out there.
I stay working.
You know what I mean?
You know, Comet, that nigga's a hip hop connoisseur. You know, I know he got some questions for you, so I ain't going to hog up all the time with you. Follow me, man. I know you got some questions for Thug. Hey, ask him. Hit him.
Yeah, man. You know, salute King Mac, you know, the big homie.
man, yo, homie.
Yeah, super big homie. I ain't never seen nobody bigger than Black Paul until I met King Mac.
All you guys doing the NBA locker room, I'm like an average nigga in this.
Nah, definitely that. But you know, when you like me and you just in the street and you run walking around with a monster like Poet, and then you go to Philly or Pennsylvania, wherever the fuck we was at, and boom, here you come, like, cast a shadow of a Poet. I'm like, oh damn, like, this guy's huge.
word. First time I met King Mac, I was drunk as a motherfucker, yo. This video shit, my man Ralph Dog and shit on this video for son. And
yo, son, I was just thinking about that today. Anything is possible.
I was bent like a motherfucker sitting on the fucking bench next to Sean Price, rest in peace. And I looked up, I seen this big motherfucker. So, yo, I had to get out of my motherfucking drunk state. I was like, yo, hold up, man. Who the fuck is this big-ass monster nigga, man, right here, man? Hold up.
We already had a joint in the bag by then. One of them joints, they called you for a feature and linked it together on the track.
Yeah, man.
My question
crazy.
For King Mag is,
you
know,
as soon as I see you slump like that, I was like, oh, yeah, I'll fuck with this nigga. Give me the buck 50.
Yeah,
now, I know you've been working mad years. I know you've been around. You know, for the people that don't know out there, you know, you've been through Army of the Pharaohs. You know, you've been through your own thing. But I know there's this one album that I've been waiting for, and I'm just curious to know, is it ever going to come out? And that's You and Reap the Lost Cause, the King and the Cause album. Like,
oh,
I've been waiting for that album for quite some time.
Me too, man.
You might wait the rest of your life for that one, man. You might wait the rest of your life for that one.
I got the master, you know.
Hey man, shout out to Reef, man, because that was my first production that got on TV and shit. I produced The Sound of Philadelphia for him, and we made some nice moves with that and all that. And then we got caught up in some paperwork shit. You know, we made that album over 10 years ago. You know what I mean? And it was caught up, and then by the time it was time to do it, niggas ain't really feel like doing it. And, like, I don't give a fuck. I ain't pressed. You know what I mean? So,
but y'all still couldn't put it out.
Man, I might listen to it one day. But, yeah. I got too much of a shit. But, yeah, nah, it was a banger, though. It was definitely a banger. We just dropped that Shadyville mixtape back in, like, 09.
But
yeah.
You and Reef still, y'all still be kicking it? You and Reef, y'all still be kicking it?
I don't kick it to nobody. I call a poet like once a month. You know what I mean? So I got a couple rap homies we talk on the phone. I don't do nothing. I don't chill. I'm literally with my daughters 24/7. So
yeah, I know all about it.
24/7, man. How many kids you got been dealing with this, doing this hip hop shit?
I got six. No, I got six, but I got three. I got three that I got for Dolo. You know what I mean? So, shit, I can barely make it to the studio. I got to work out, so I got a babysitter, so I can go there once a week, or I'll get a babysitter, or you know, my girlfriend come in town and show me down for a little bit. But I ain't got time. I definitely ain't got time to kick and chill. Like, plus I don't be like that anyway. And then I had surgery 2 years ago. I messed up my leg real bad. So, and I think I can't be backstage mushing niggas at shows and shit. It ain't really nothing but make these raps and raise these kids. You know what I'm saying? I don't really got time for nothing else besides that.
I know one thing you make time for. You be trolling super hard, my nigga. You be trying to get that nigga. Like, a couple years ago, man, like, you know, you and, Paz had a couple of things going on. And I was like, I know Paz is going to answer back, but, you know, he did answer back. I was kind of disappointed. I thought he was going to try to tear you up. I thought he was going to get busy. But he ain't do nothing.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the point. You know, that's the point. I knew that. It was just about, you know, like, that whole shit transpired. That was an old song. He did some sucking shit. He stole one of my hooks, you know what I'm saying? And I made that song, and I was like, wait, like, we've been doing this. You know, he was somebody that put me on some big shit early, so I was like, I'm gonna go talk to him man-to-man first. We had to sit down, shit was cool, and I was like, all right, I got this joint, but I'm gonna just tuck it. We good. But, you know, he was still doing sucker shit, trying to get me kicked off niggas' albums and shit. I was like, yo, bro, especially my situation, you know what I mean? We, either people got some sort of help, or they're in a different situation, or they just spend money for their kids. They ain't doing this. So, like, that shit was a little upsetting, just like, that shit was just supposed to be left alone, and then that's it. You know what I mean? But
yeah,
you,
a
if you already
fan, that's a fan.
If you trying to burn shit down
to
me, I'm just trying to sort of sit there. I don't give a fuck about none of these niggas, to be honest. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, because I remember there was a time that, you know, like Army of the Pharaohs was like the Wu-Tang of like PA, all the way down, all the way down to.
Nah, son, that's disrespectful to Wu-Tang. It was an ill thing.
Nah, nah, what I'm saying is that y'all had your own, it was like your own brand, and there was a bunch of little chambers that came off of Army of the Pharaohs, you know what I'm saying?
That's the only similarity.
If you break down the business, the science and the contract, though, all that was, it was the opposite. It's not like Army of the Pharaohs is promoting every artist. They, you know what I mean? I couldn't even get niggas to retweet my shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't give a fuck.
Right.
And they're like, oh, Paul, he got that Jada Kids, oh, he got that Primo shit. Cause Pat, nah, son ain't do none of that. He got some verses. He, you know what I mean? He looked out. I was willing to do them for free just because it was a look. And I was like, yo, thanks a lot. But then, you know, niggas threw me some bread and shit, some CDs and stuff, shit like that. Did some shit, but when it came time to really break bread and there's opportunities, niggas took losses for me not to get paid on shows. And that's when I was like, yo, I can't fuck with this shit at all. You know what I mean? And even then, it was a beef. It's still not beef. I hate when people say beef because when I hear beef, I think somebody's going to die or get hurt real bad. And that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
I
don't know what's going to happen to him because he's not, you know, me and his situation, I'm not the only person he did sucker shit with. You know what I mean? So, like, that's that. But I don't care. I'm over here. They got me Peppa Pigged out. You know what I'm saying? So stop doing this, stop doing that. I ain't got time for that shit, man. Yo, like my daughter sucks her fingers, this nigga sucks his thumb. That's where the relationship ends. You know what I'm saying? It's the only way we can 100.
Gotta keep it 100, my nigga. Word, but yeah, on the hip hop side, you know, I was looking forward to a nice little battle on record, man, on Wax. You know?
That was a love though. And you know I'm a troll. Listen, here's the thing. Before I knew what a meme was and all that shit, I was trolling niggas in real life.
Yeah. Pop up on niggas.
Like, work.
Yeah, here I go, nigga.
Yeah. So it's just been extending that. And at the end of the day, look, I don't do all that. You know what I mean? The past shit, some of his fans were really mad, and he started talking mad greasy online. I'm not gonna do back and forth threats with you and shit like that. You can make fun of me, shit. I make memes of myself. I'm here to laugh. Like, fuck y'all mad about? But, you know, niggas
oh, yeah,
ask me that when I was
in jail. King Mag, he could be a fucking comedian. This guy, King Mag, is definitely a funny nigga. I check this nigga post all the time. He always got some funny shit to say. You know, this
so
nigga
shit,
is definitely a real nigga.
I be coming on your post story,
all
like
the time. All the time, my nigga, all the time.
Yeah. And
yeah,
you know, and some people get really upset about it. Some people think I'm bitter because I do that. Like, nah, that's how I do. Just like if we're sitting here, I'm a crack on you. You know what I'm saying?
That's what this
I'm
shit
crack
is for,
my...
man. You use this
right.
Shit the way that shit is for, man. Fuck. Have fun with this
shit. Yeah. You know, niggas really, like, take it some a different way. And I still don't care. That's the bottom line. I don't care.
They take the Facebook and everything too serious, man. They be too serious about it, man. Like, if this shit crashed, where the fuck you going to be? You're going to be sitting in your fucking room and doing the same shit, except that you online and you could type shit. Like, you know,
they take it too serious, man.
And I understand because there's a lot of people that hop on there and they have their online persona or whatever, like, y'all niggas know me. We don't bust it up in real life, so you already know what time it is. This is how I am, bro. Like, just like I don't threaten niggas in person. Like, if I feel it's that serious, I'm going to punch you in the face or more. And if it's not that serious, I'm going to tell you how your haircut look or make fun of my tits or something. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to smile and enjoy this little
thing.
You know what I mean?
Real shit. One more question, man. One more question, man. Yo, with all this verses and shit, man, what you thinking about this verses shit going on? How niggas did this verses, and what verses would you want to see?
I got another question. But yeah, it is.
Honestly, I don't want to see none of them, but I watched some. I had to watch the first one because that's Primo and RZA. Like, Primo's my favorite producer. Gangstar is my favorite group. You know what I mean? Favorite duo, I should say. And Wu-Tang is one of my favorite groups, and I work with a lot of them. It's not like, come on, man, Purple Tape, I want the jail behind that. You know what I'm saying?
That was the best verses, man. Primo and RZA, man. Word. They need to bring.
Yeah, I wish it was set up better, like how they do it now. The Kane joint was cool. You know, Kane Chris shit, that shit was cool. There was a couple of them. I have fun watching the Locks joint because, they smoked them if we're looking for an opinion on shit. And on top of that, I had a bet on it. Me and I ain't even going to say who it is because he never paid me. I don't want niggas to think they can get away without paying me. $50 bet on the over-under of how many times Cameron was going to say no homo. But I'm already like, nigga, this is 2020 woke cancel culture. You know what I'm saying? He's not going to say it at all. I'll take that bet.
No worries for that.
My next question is, what artist inspired King Mag to be what he is today? Like, what got you into rapping? Like, what made you want to be King Magnetic? You know what I mean?
Shit. I mean, honestly, it's all of them. The good ones, the whack ones, the mediocre ones. You know what I'm saying? Like, of course, the standard, you know. Yeah, Rakim, Kane, Cool G Rap, you know, Chris, you know, the 80s guys.
What year you started,
man?
What year you started rapping?
Yeah, when did you drop? When did you first drop? When did you first drop? Like, when was your first actual record drop?
My first album dropped 6 years ago, July 2015. So that's what, 6.5 years now.
When did you pick up the mic, man? You've been rapping since you was a little kid. When did you pick up the microphone and say, I'm going to do this shit?
Man, I started like really trying to make records and beats and shit like that and, you know, junior high and high school. And then I got locked up. And most of that bit, I was in there writing and getting really sharp. And then after that, I needed to slow down because as soon as I maxed out the 5, I caught a gun, so I made a song about that when I beat it. And, I was fucking with Reese, like, doing little shows in Philly, like little underground shows, and then Chief Kamachi and Vinny, you know, came check niggas, and people linked up, and then, you know, Reese got an opportunity to do his Thief of Fame album in, like, 05. So I produced for it and hop on that. And then that shit started bubbling. And I started putting together like my first street tape or mixtape, you know what I'm saying? And then as soon as I was wrapping that up, Paz reached out to me, to get on the Pharaoh shit. So then got that moving and just kept hustling, you know, selling beats and rhymes and shit. And really, I was doing that as a local artist before any of this shit, though. I always had that as a part-time job, you know, put a little, like, 10, 20 in. You know what I'm saying? So it was just a long-term building thing. And then, like, when I first came out the gate, I got offered some deals, and they all stuck. And I was just like, I can just do this shit myself. It's going to take longer. It's going to come out of my pocket. I'm going to do what the fuck I want, man. Whether you see me in person in life or you see me online, you can see I'm doing whatever the fuck I want to do within reason of the law to an extent. You know what I'm saying?
And that's hip-hop, man. That's what the fuck we do. What the fuck we want. Words going, man. Thank you, man. I want to thank you, King Mag, for calling up, man. Letting us know what's good with you, man. You heard?
Yeah, thank you. I'll talk to you soon, bro.
Word is bomb, man. Yo,
Shout out King Mac.
Everybody want to be loud, but be loud now. Take a
night. That's the crew right there.
Tell me your name. Crit. Showing up. That's right. Jay Lee.
Love it.
Yeah, you want a drink? Cool, you got water. You haven't done that. Hi, Joe. Yo. Have a good one, though, bro. Hi, Connor.
Peace,
hi,
my King brother. Man. Peace.
Peace.
That's why I think it came in. Man, that nigga's the real one right there. Y'all know. Y'all
dope,
better
man.
Know. Y'all better find out.
Word, I remember
going.
We
gotta do.
I remember me and Poet. Hold up. Me and Poet went. You know, he had a little tour, Toys for Tots tour we did. And I remember driving, we drove all the way out to Pennsylvania, man, through some ill roads, like some real squeaky, like shit, like thought the bridge was going to fall and all that shit, like back blocks in Pennsylvania. And boom, go outside, like, oh, King Mag, boom. I look up and I'm like, damn, son is bigger than Poet. Like, oh, my goodness. Like,
nigga, monster.
Like his hand, he stood out. Yeah, yeah, exactly, man. He was like a monster, like. Sasquatch standing over Poet. Yeah.
Nigga's a fucking monster. I tell you, when I see that nigga, I was drunk. I looked up, seen that nigga. I had to get on my fucking tins. I'm like, hold on. Let me see, man. Fuck's up with this nigga. I was like, you know what? You gotta get on Poet. But then me and Dunk kicked
yeah,
in.
What year?
That was
what
it.
Year was that? I think it was 2015 we went down there. 2015, 2016.
This was, I think, 08, 09 when I met that nigga.
No, I know that, but when we went down
minute.
There for you.
When we went down there, that's probably 10, 11, 12, something like that.
I think it was 2015, something like that, 2013, somewhere around then.
It wasn't that so, far from when I met him, but that's a real nigga right there, man. And that's what we do on
definitely
school.
Definitely can. He pulled up. Came, pulled up to see Poet, kept it a buck, showed love, and then bounced. Yeah.
Matter of fact, nigga had a pair of sneakers that couldn't fit them. He was like, yo, man, I know these fit you. I was like, yeah, what? Easy. Some nice joints. All right. I was working out in them shit. I used to be just working out all the time. You know me, I'm a boot nigga. So I was wearing sneakers. King Mag sneakers.
She was just absent from the view after COVID exposure.
But yeah, man, let's hit him with some more music, man.
Hey, you know what? You know, since we had all Magnetic going, we gotta go ahead and play a joint from him, but then we're gonna hit him with a follow up with the Necro.
Ooh, let's go, let's go.
Hit him with two piece right here. So this joint from King Magnetic is called Body Slam. We follow him with some Necro. And we might hit him with three. We might hit him with three, depending on the time. But we got it going in right now. So here's the Body Slam.
Let him go. Let him go. Let him go.
Dead wrong, dead you, but it still might happen. Be 60 or 20 years, still like slapping. Faces and cheeks, basically speaking a foreign language. Pretty bitches be scarring another savage, let's argue. Split publishing like divorce. Got homesick from jail, so I visited court. Custody and support. Got the kids full time, oxygen on a plane. Emergency when I pull mine. Take two breaths, then you pass that out. Robberies, after parties, bust that ratchet bounce. I ain't gotta announce. You can feel it in the air like my knee surgery. You can feel it from my stairs. Had to come about my chair just to stretch my legs. Shorty coming up ahead, so I pressed ahead. We ain't gotta get along, every man for himself. Your body slammed by a bullet from the blam of the belt.
The King Magnetic. You think I'm bullshitting? I don't cuff mics, I rub the mics.
Back to the
King Magnetic.
Back
to the stash crib. Post up to smoke a roast beef like a pan when you roast up. Toast tough, shit on the shingle, I shit on the single. Album you jingle and move the last vowel and bingle. Prowling and mingle throughout the limits and lingo. Where the newscast flash a pretty image of gringles, we all dirty. I'm up front and direct. Try to tax me for whack, so I stuck to connect. What's your numbers like? Move faster than you can grow. I'm loyal if it's love, there's something that you should know. Ever shop at Walmart on that rollback kit? I ain't gotta make a threat once you know that shit. You can join us in the annoyance or get out of the way. I'm OT, but my head'll be around where you stay. Right now, round trips even cheaper than a buddy pass. And he don't leave the crib without a fucking mask.
I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
My automatic'll leave you automatically murdered. The convertible automobile running when I squirt it. Your autopsy's morbid when your fam absorbs the fact you're gone forever, blasted into orbit. My gat's bigger than orbit, so beast wife. Be careful with your life, kid, cause these streets are dry. Ride around in a Corvette, strapped like a war vet. Fuck at you like Tourette's. Pop, 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 make the local gazette. Get the broccoli florette, slaughter and dissect you. Talk shit in your car to me, I'll check you. Auto-correct you. Autograph your skull with lacerations. The beat butchers you with automation. Audacious lyrics. Attack you like an autoimmune deficiency. My autobiography's audible pain officially, vicious efficiently. My cash flow's on autopilot. You oughta watch how I get down with my hustle. You front, I'll get sort of violent.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
Yeah.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
Next round.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin.
Might I have a brief word with you?
Punch you in the stomach, asthmatic. Aquatic torture like a drug addict. Suicide in the attic, fam ecstatic. I'm as charismatic as Carrie. Covered in blood, wreaking havoc. Creep in your cabin, kill like pancreatic. Thank you for having me, fuckface. No, but to my mom, thank you for having me. You created a nutcase. Psychosomatic, idiosyncratic in videos. Cinematic, skin the scalp off your cabbage. Evil like Palpatine, Darth Sidious. Give you heart palpitations, why so serious? I delve in pettiness, blow up a city bus. I'm satanic, dressed in red leather like Delirious. My raps I hop like the radius of a Floridian. Like Octavius with a Glock spraying clip. Sadie Glock Shakespearean. Like De Niro in Cape Fear. You'll experience an Indian spear gape your ear.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip hop and I start trembling.
A brief word with you.
We must burn those records tonight. We threw the album in the fire, and we heard the sounds of screaming, and we saw spirits that sort of came up out of the smoke and went into the sky, and everybody had to expose and condemn and call out these agents of satanic sorcery among us.
Agents like
these guys.
Sound bomb decibels and shock jock festivals. I gouge eyeballs, snap necks and stomp testicles. 80s rap music somehow summoned assassins. And the kids were corrupted during the coming attractions. It's the satanic panic playing Dungeons and Dragons. VHS porn form reproductive patterns. Like it's Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven backwards. I'm going X-Clan, back to the East Blackwoods. The Bible belt shit chatter like this shit matter. Did they care when Call Me Lucifer was said by Mick Jagger? As we brainwashed the children with these different religions. As the theories from conspiracies turn to predictions. As the plot thickens, passports and COVID restrictions. And bootlickers smear the names of brutality victims. So what's the bigger threat? Nas X, satanic sneaker. Or leaving kids at the church with the Catholic preacher. Pepe Le Pew animated, cartoon cock loose. Cancel Mr. Potato, we gave head to Dr. Zeus. That's the slop I produce. Triple fat rock the goose. Shock jock, house party, guns out, shot the roof. Yes, I heard the scream from the blast, but more loudly. Jay-Z rocking that Aleister Crowley. No stripes, bottom of the totem pole, broke whites. When I hold mics, I murder civilians like drone strikes. 6 minutes, Dougie fresh wreck stages. Trump gone, but kids still locked in cages. Stay safe.
Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me in the morning, I'll be on the way. Call me when you want, call me when you need. Call me out by your name, I'll be on the way.
Yes, the music industry had the negative effects. Back when artists had to have sex with record execs. The government come investigate protecting your necks. It's not the threat of little Nas X dressing in a dress. Marijuana possession could end your life suddenly. Rest in peace, Marvin Scott died in cop custody. The Al-Qaeda Hellraiser, headbanger, hellslayer. Pimp slap Mary, kidnapped the baby in the manger. Texas chain Ed Gain, your Iron Maiden death chamber. I'll beat your ass like I'm Rand Paul's neighbor. Big L, Devil, Son, Jack, Chick, comic strips. Mafia 3-6, witchcraft, Stevie Nicks. Triple red, Uzi, Judas, Priest, suicide missions. The Christian depictions, the hypocrite politicians. Asking who killed Epstein, is it Trump or the Clintons? These rappers talk tough, but they be softer than Bernie Mittens. If I did witchcraft and had magic potions, I'd get the ghost of George Floyd to haunt Candace Owens. I'd be the bachelor, snatch Cleopatra from the Romans. I'd make an airplane with Derek Chauvin crash in the oceans. And I don't care if this man bangs Satan for the clicks. I fuck Megan, take her from the Duke of Sussex. And kick you up your ass with a Shan Puma. When I spit black humor, they're like, step back, Boma. Legendary man loser out the rap sewer. This the United States, land of the mass shooter. Stay safe.
Call me when you want, call me when you need.
Oh. I've had parents explain to me, well, I let my teenager listen to rock music because that's all he'll listen to. Let me tell you, so the lyrics to real rock music is nothing more than satanic cyanide. Get it out of your house, throw it out, and burn it. It has no place in the house of the righteous.
Jail record, but I don't know shit, bitch, I'm airheaded. Understand that the cops got fair methods. When you was locked, they gave you a bad beverage. You was dead desperate, got your years lessened for a fair sentence, answering their questions. Now your pair's leveraged, but I'ma leave you for the paramedics and disappear like your bitch hair edges. Cross country, melon cash, good dad. I whoop my kid ass if he fell in class. A1 cocaine made me hella cash. Sell it fast, you niggas got trailer trash. Huh, you not that well in math. That's how your clique fell in half. You a boss with a jealous staff. How long will a felon last? Selling birds, my life deserves some type of telecast. The judge got dates to lock me, but I was upstate eating steak and broccoli. That mean you ain't got what it takes to stop me. My dining room table and my plate's Versace. It's new 38, nigga, take your copy. On a date with a bitch that can't wait to top me. Lost weight moving on the interstate with sloppy. I'm straight long as I communicate with Poppy. I face atrocities, devils is watching me. I tried to move at a lower level velocity. Was taught to set schedules properly. I built a monopoly off these intellectual properties, huh? I got rich off my own name. Interstate 38, that's my own lane. I still pay 38 for the whole thing. and bring it back to my city like a home game. Trust.
Yeah, yeah, we had to hit y'all with the three-piece, and we about to wrap this show up. We want to thank King Magnetic, and we want to thank Psycho Swagger for coming through.
The Yellow M&M, always on point, fucking something up. We going to keep it popping. Till next week, bomb it. E and myself, Black Post, Cool Hand. See y'all niggas next week, yo.
One.